Okay, this is September 26, 2002. We're at the AFL-CIO rally, make the global economy work for working families.
Family need, not corporate greed. Family need, not corporate greed.
When our workers under attack, what do we do?
Fight back.
When our workers under attack, what do we do?
Fight back.
Working families under attack, what do we do?
Fight back.
And our families under attack, what do we do?
Fight back.
Oi, gente! Hello, sisters and brothers. My name is Ana Rizzo, and I'm the coordinator of the Student Labor Action Project of the United States Student Association and Jobs with Justice.
Yeah!
I'll be your MC today, but enough about me. Now let's focus and talk about the reasons that we're here. We're here because we're tired of corporate scandals. We're here because we're tired of corporate greed. We're here to stand up for workers' rights.
Yeah.
We're here for global justice.
Yeah.
As workers, students, people of faith, community activists, we are all here for justice. All that we demand is justice for workers and their communities across the world who have been ravaged by corporate greed.
Yay!
That's why today the Metropolitan Washington AFL-CIO, the National AFL-CIO, and Jobs with Justice have gathered here to show these corporate CEOs that we will not take it anymore.
Yay!
And we are joined by a number of endorsers here today. Essential Action, Friends of the Earth, United Students Against Sweatshops, United States Student Association, the Student Labor Action Project, Rainbow Push Coalition, National Organization of Women, Jubilee USA Network, and 50 Years is Enough. So together we are a powerful force to stand against corporate greed and demand no more business as usual.
No more business as usual.
What do we want?
Justice.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Justice.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Justice.
When do we want it?
Now.
Que queremos?
Justicia.
¿Cuándo?
Ahora.
Que queremos? Much for being here. Now, if you can please welcome our first speaker, Rabbi Fred Dobbs.
We're taught 2,000 years ago in the Talmud that you're not allowed to pray against the rain. Because when you alone are out there traveling, it's in your selfish interest to stay dry. But the society as a whole needs these God-giving, life-giving rains. And so we are forbidden to pray against the common good. There's a lesson in that 2,000-year-old piece of wisdom for the folks inside behind these walls. The Commonwealth comes first. This is the fall festival of Sukkot, the tabernacles season. These symbols, the lulav and etrog that Jews around the world hold at this time, symbolize simplicity, connection with nature. It's not that we're asking for much. It's that we're asking for what's fair, for what's right, and for what's sustainable. We're here because corporate accountability and worker rights are moral, ethical, spiritual issues. We're not just talking about accounting practices. We're not just talking about a couple hundred thousand non-union jobs that we as taxpayers are possibly about to start paying for. We're talking about the widening gap between the richest and the rest of us. We're talking about putting profits ahead of people. We're talking about spoiling God's good earth over a quarterly earnings report, about watering down OSHA and environmental regulations, avoiding taxes by moving offshore, keeping the minimum wage inhumanely low, opposing the right to organize, emphasizing the limited liability part of being an LLC, not what it means to be a corporation, part of a community. And we're talking about burying heads in the sand against real issues that affect real people. Poverty, global warming, healthcare crisis. These are issues that the folks inside these walls need to know that we and the world care about. Some of the folks in there actually have a clue. We shouldn't vilify, but they need our help to make this agenda real. They need us to come through as citizens, taxpayers, human beings, people of faith, workers all, so that this message is heard. And so we turn to a higher power. Some call it God, the one God known by many names, the Great Spirit, the oneness that binds us and the cosmos together. We ask for strength, determination, and unity as we help our society and our world find justice and sustainability. We ask for clarity and action as we remember the words of Psalm 24, L'Adonai ha'aretz umlo'o, the earth is God's and the fullness thereof. The earth and its fullness do not belong to the CEOs in the corporate suite up there. The earth and its fullness do not belong to the top 1% of the world's population who temporarily control half of that fullness. The earth and its fullness are God's, and they must be shared with all of God's creation and shared equitably among all of God's children. So we ask for help from above to help us help each other and to help God to make this teaching real in our day, in our lives, this weekend, today. Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi. You help us see that God is on our side and we will prevail. Now, I need to introduce a man who needs no introduction. This is John Sweeney, the president of the AFL-CIO, leading America's labor movement. Thank you, John Sweeney, for being with us here today. Let's welcome him.
Thank you very much, brothers and sisters, from all the organizations that are represented here today. It's a privilege to be with you, and I want to thank you for all of your great solidarity. Inside the walls of this hotel are some of the wealthiest CEOs of some of the biggest companies in our country. And we have a message for them. No more business as usual. We also have some questions for these CEOs. What are you doing to restore confidence in American business? What are you doing to bring new life into our economy? What are you doing to create new jobs and keep good jobs here at home? What are you doing to respect people and not just profits? What are you doing to really combat corporate fraud and greed and stem the tide of corporate crime? We are really the laughing stock of the world when it comes to the corporate issues and the corporate fraud and the corporate greed that we have seen so recently. We say to all of these CEOs that the answers to these questions are: stop rewarding yourself with obscene salaries and perks and stock options. Stop hiding your profits in offshore tax havens. Stop hiding the truth from your employees and your shareholders. Yes, stop supporting child labor and slave labor and poverty-level wages. And stop destroying jobs around the world. Today, America's working families are being issued pink slips. And these are the pink slips that we have today that we're distributing to workers all across the country to give to their CEOs, to their directors, to their politicians who support them when they destroy jobs and retirement, when they violate the law and violate our trust and enrich themselves in all of this profits. My brothers and sisters, we are here today, but every day of the year we have to be together. We have to keep on fighting and keep on marching and keep on chanting until every CEO in America hears our voice. No more business as usual on Wall Street. No more business as usual in Washington. No more business as usual in America. Please start waving your pink slips for these CEOs. Thank you.
Desde El Salvador he venido a exigirle a los de GAP que por favor no dejen morir la gente de hambre en El Salvador, que le quitaron el trabajo a la empresa para poderla cerrar y la entregaron a otras maquilas.
I've come here from El Salvador to tell GAP to not leave workers hungry, that they took the work away from our factory in El Salvador because we organized a union.
Champagne, caviar, tell us where our pensions are. Champagne,
Amazing Rose Summer. She's from L.A., Los Angeles, California. She's a cardiac intensive nurse. And she worked with the Queen of Angels Hollywood Presbyterian Medical Center, which is owned by Tenet Healthcare Corporation, the largest in the country. Please welcome her so she can tell her story of struggle of how she gained recognition.
I have been a nurse for 40 years, and I have worked in my hospital for 25 years. When Tenet took over in 1998, I saw a decline in providing patient care in our hospital. I was the most vocal in raising issues and concerns about patient care, short staffing, short supplies. But instead of hearing my concerns, Tenet had fired me for up to 25 years. So I'm here to say, Tenet, wake up and give where the profits belong to the patients who need you the most.
Thank you, Rose. We're going to beat back the corporate attack. 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 Beat back the corporate attack. Beat back the corporate attack. We're going to beat back the corporate attack. Now I am pleased to welcome Josh Williams, the president of the Metropolitan Washington AFL-CIO.
Let's give all our speakers a hand. And brothers and sisters, I want you to give yourselves a hand. You are the real heroes today. While we are out here getting some of God's blessing, they are in there getting some and eating all of the soil. They should be condemned, and you will be blessed. I want to thank you on behalf of President Sweeney, the AFL-CIO, and all of our sponsors for being here today. It took courage. It took a lot of guts to be out in this weather, I know. And I want to thank you all, and I just want you to remind you that this is not the end of our fight. This is but one more step in our road to victory, in our road to achieve justice for working men and women. And I want to remind you that there will be other events going on this weekend. Tonight at 9:30, we will be having a vigil at the Treasury, which is at 15th and Pennsylvania Avenue. So we hope to see you there. Do not let the weather deter you. In fact, let this weather encourage you. And this weekend, let's resolve to have